Chapter 3. Slaves. Our mouths were very dry, and it was difficult to talk. But the men couldn't stay quiet.
There's no hope, James Clark exclaimed. We're alone in the desert. We won't find water or provisions or even wild animals. Nothing can live here.
The small amount of liquid in his body filled his eyes, and salt tears fell down his cheeks. He didn't want to waste these precious drops, so he caught them with his fingers and wet his lips. I couldn't let my men lose hope. Maybe we'll still find help, I said. We must keep moving. Mr. Savage agreed with me. He was my chief officer, and I knew I could depend on him to keep the men positive. We would have to work together to help the men. We walked slowly, because the ground here was hard and covered with small stones. Desperately, we searched for something green, but discovered only a few small dry plants. We used stones to remove them, but this wasn't enough to feed us. Suddenly, the cook, Richard Delisle, called me.
Look! I think I can see light, he said.
Far away in the distance, we saw a tiny light. It was the light of a fire. This filled us with hope.
Maybe it's a tribe of nomads, I said optimistically. They might help us.
But if we approach them in the dark, we'll frighten them, said Mr. Savage. Let's wait until morning to approach them.
We wet our mouths with the last of the water. Then we found an area of soft sand and spent the night there. However, frightening thoughts came into my mind, and I couldn't sleep. There were many terrible stories about the nomads in the Sahara Desert. They were very cruel and took strangers as slaves. Life as a slave was often worse than death, and I didn't think I could survive it. But our only hope was to ask them for help. Surely they would be compassionate to us. 11 weak and exhausted men, one of them a boy of only 15. I was the first to wake up on that morning of the 10th of September. I woke the men, and we started to walk towards the nomads' camp. I told Mr. Savage my fears, and he agreed with me. He didn't think the nomads were going to welcome us. We advised the men to stay calm when we met the tribe. Even if we become their slaves, it will be better than certain death in the desert, I said. At least we'll have food and water. They all agreed with this, although Horace looked very scared. We continued until the nomads saw us, and a man stood up and came towards us. He had long, untidy hair and was wearing a cloth around him. Mr. Savage and I stepped in front of the men. We bowed our heads in front of him and made signs to ask for his compassion. He had a knife in his hand and came close to us. He's going to kill us, I thought, and waited for an end to my suffering. But instead, he started to cut my shirt, and then he did the same to Mr. Savage's shirt. Then he gestured to us both to follow him. By this, I understood we were his slaves and must obey him. Some nomad women approached the other men and cut their shirts too. We followed them to their camp and stood in a group, not knowing what to do. More nomads arrived, some of them on camels. They were all very interested in us, but their faces were hostile. Suddenly, the older men started to fight. I couldn't understand them, but I knew they were fighting over us because they kept pointing to us. Each man wanted to take the strongest and the best slave for his own family.
Two women moved us towards the camels. They filled a big bowl with dirty water and put it on the ground. We fell to our knees and drank it thirstily. I wanted to shout at them and say, "We're human beings just like you. How can you treat us like animals?" But I remained silent. Although we were horrified by this insult, we drank the water enthusiastically. Then the women added some camel's milk to it. It tasted good, but it didn't fill our empty stomachs. We were now slaves, and these savage people were our masters. All our education and learning couldn't help us now. The only thing we needed to know was how to survive our new situation. I saw anger and fear in my men's eyes. What horrors waited for us in the next days, months, or even years?